Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There is a movie coming out about Bountygate with the New Orleans Saints, but it doesn't focus so much on Bountygate. As you might remember, Sean Payton was suspended for a season.
Yes.
And he kept himself busy by being a football coach of his kids'
Little League team.
Little League football team.
Yeah.
So they're making a movie based on that part of it. And Kevin James, King of Queens, will be playing Sean Payton.
Interesting.
I don't see the – well, look, every role that is played by somebody does not have the actual resemblance to the person they portray.
Correct.
That's where we get into this trap sometimes. I mean, you know, some – obviously they try to, like, you know, Daniel Day-Lewis, they tried to make him look like Abraham Lincoln. You know, this thing – this does happen, but in other cases, it doesn't. So we're wondering at 248-539-9797 – if there were movies based on local celebrities, so to speak, who do you think would play them the best, based mostly probably on their looks? For instance, in a weird way, you have to go back and remember what this person looked like earlier in his career. But definitely with the hairline or lack thereof, Louis Anderson, a young Louis Anderson, could play Mayor Mike Duggan. You know, little chubby, you know, bald, you know, I see that a little bit. Former Piston, and he'll be here tomorrow, or tonight, I should say, excuse me, Reggie Jackson. If you're listening, Reggie, how are you? Bobby Shmurda, who the captain now? Greg, like, has his head. Why? Come on. It's not. He doesn't look like him.
I'm the captain now.
I'm the captain. Okay.
Who's the captain now? SUV 911.
Yeah. Yes, I am Marshall. We've had a few of those.
Mm-hmm.
But you see that resemblance, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I see it. And obviously, the one that has already been made, and I think we at least have to throw it out there, is the head coach of the Lions, Dan Campbell, would be Jeff Bridges, but more specifically, he would be the dude from The Big Lebowski.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And I think that's the closest match that you're going to have, not just in regards to the personality, or at least the projected personality, as well as a pretty spot on look as well.
Yeah. Well, speaking of The Big Lebowski, another co-star in that movie, and I mentioned this to him in our crosstalk the other day. I mean, John Goodman would play Gator.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
I think I was starting to think about some of the college coaches that we have, and Mel Tucker, I think, would be a good actor for him. Would be Ving Rhames.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Kind of well built guy, and you know, gruff look, gruff voice, I think would fit well.
248-539-9797. That is the telephone number. You know, back in the day, possibly, I mean, this might be a stretch, but Patrick Stewart could play Rod Marinelli.
Yes.
I could see that, actually. I actually kind of like that. I do kind of like that.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to Norm in Shelby Township. You're 97 on the ticket.
Hey, morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, I've got a good celebrity matchup. How about George Lopez for Wayne Font?
Yeah, not bad. There are some people who think I could play Wayne Fonts.
Fred Flintstone.
Have a good one, guys.
Yes.
Thanks, you too.
Wayne Fonts can play Fred Flintstone. Absolutely.
Yes, yes.
I mean, that we all
know you could play him, Stoney. Sorry, I just looked up a photo of him. Yeah. You totally could play him.
Thank you very much, Heather. It's not exactly a compliment, but hey.
And the all-timer locally was Van Gundy as Ron Jeremy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's the, yeah. I mean, spot on. I think.
How well do you know him?
All right, who could play Heather?
Oh, gosh. Any actress with blonde hair. Really. You know?
I don't know. That's...
A young Gwen Stefani in her day?
Oh.
No.
I don't think that's a compliment.
My first thought was Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, sure. I would take Reese Witherspoon. Any of them. Amanda Seyfried, maybe. She's got long blonde hair. Rachel McAdams would be good. I'd take her, too.
Ticket text. This is from Ryan. No knock on anyone. Seth MacFarlane for Jansen and Morgan Freeman for Stoney.
What?
What?
Morgan Freeman. I mean, yeah, maybe when I go away and I'm tan, but I don't see that one.
Both of those. Yeah. Huh? What?
Julie Bowen could play Heather Park.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have one for Stoney if they ever made a movie about his life. Oh, my Lord.
Uh-oh.
Truman Capote. No, Truman. No. Truman Capote? Not even close. No.
No, I was thinking more Dustin Hoffman for Stoney.
No. I've been back in the day when I was younger, Pete Sampras was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I could see that.
And really old, young Stoney when I was skinny, somebody swore I was Tom Hanks when he was skinny from his Bosom Buddies days, which I didn't see at all.
Uh-huh.
Any movie where they need a cameo from Stoney, he should be played by John Lovitz, but creepy John Lovitz from Trapped in Paradise. That's Phil on 94.
Yes.
This is a good one because we've heard this before. Johnny Depp should play Steve Yzerman.
Yes. Yes, with the glasses.
Mm-hmm. Well, even before that, when it was playing days, I used to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Stoney would be played by Al Pacino, and John played by The Rock.
Thank you. Yes, we'll be running for president soon as well.
Who's John Bernthal? He's
from The Walking Dead. He played Shane.
Okay.
I agree with this text, by the way.
John Bernthal to play Mike Valenti.
When I was watching the early seasons of Walking Dead and saw him on the screen, I thought that guy looked exactly like Valenti.
Okay.
Oh, he does. He looks a lot like him. Yes. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. That's a great one.
Mm-hmm. Ryan Gosling for Jared Goff.
Yeah, that one's been said a bunch of times.
See, I think in a weird way, Jared Goff has a little Chuck Long in him. Like Chuck Long and Jared Goff combo morph into Joey Hauser. Without the hair, you know, if you had those guys with no hair.
Or Doogie Hauser.
The guy who played Eminem in 8 Mile had a crazy resemblance to who, though? Eminem? No.
The guy in the...
Yes, it was Eminem. I guess he's trying to be funny. I was thinking there was something I was missing here. Stoney being played by Eugene Levy. Okay.
The eyebrows.
Okay, this ain't bad. Shaquille O'Neal to play Kwame Kilpatrick.
I see that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Alex in Berkeley. You're a 97 on the ticket.
Hey, guys. Young Mel Gibson and Jim Harbaugh.
Young Mel Gibson. Are we talking Jim Harbaugh now or a younger Jim Harbaugh?
Younger both. Okay. And then, of course, Jim McElwain and the guy who was on The Shark.
It was somebody I can't think off the top of my head. Was Brady Hoke. Resembled somebody.
Fred Flintstone.
Oh, now I will say this, that the actress Margot Martindale, I believe, was in Million Dollar Baby, was in a few episodes of Justified, played Mags Bennett. If Margot Martindale was a man, she would look like Brady Hoke.
Oh, my God.
Yep. You're right, Greg. Gosh, poor Brady Hoke.
Oh, I love it. Oh, she's great and everything. I guess I do see.
Winner.
By the way, there's one that I saw on the Ticket X, and I do agree with it. I think it's a perfect one for Jansen.
Oh,
Tom
yeah?
Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
He'd have to get in the weight room and put some stilts on, but it
yeah, work. Yeah. Get him some height.
All right, more on the Ticket X. What the heck? Michael Keaton could play Jeff Blashill. They look like brothers. Check it out. You know what?
Yeah, I see it now.
I do see that. Long could play Jansen, but he would play the part better. Jake Long. Oh, boy. Joe Pesci playing Joe Paterno.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Didn't Pacino play Paterno
yes.
in the HBO story?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Yeah. Albert Brooks is Stoney. Absolutely perfect. I wish I was as funny as Albert Brooks. Albert Brooks is a genius.
We do too.
Yeah. Dan Jenkins from Yellowstone reminds me of Stoney. I don't know Dan Jenkins. I know the author Dan Jenkins. That's not the same one. Dan Gilbert could be played by Mark Hamill.
No.
Liam Neeson playing Ernie Els.
Yeah, I could see that.
Jansen has to be played by Jackie Chan. Kevin Hart can play Barry Sanders, short enough. He's not bulky enough, but, you know, I can see it. Now, it's amazing. Brady Hoke gets these, for lack of a better word, portly women, I guess. Well, we had the Margot Martindale one, right?
Yes.
Catherine Bates is Brady Hoke.
Can't wait to see Brady again.
He's lost a lot of weight from what I understand.
He has. He's doing well out there.
Get him back on the show. He was really good. We had him on every week. He talked and had fun.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Unlike other Michigan coach. He'd have to hit the weight room and bulk up a little, but I'm picking Will Ferrell to play John Jansen.
Will Ferrell?
Yeah.
He's tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is tall, yeah.
Let's go to Chuck in Commerce. What's up, Chuck?
Casey Mize, lefty, Phil Mickelson.
You see that? I don't see that at all. Greg does. Greg's nodding his head yes.
I see it 100%, and I actually think that Casey Mize looks like a combination of the aforementioned Phil Mickelson and Jimmy Powers.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I can see the Jimmy Powers part.
Yes.
More than the Phil, more than the Phil Mickelson part. No doubt about it.
Like a younger Jimmy where he's got a little baby fat still in the face?
Yeah.
What about this? Dylan Larkin is young Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or Dylan Larkin is young Dustin Diamond. May he rest
little,
in peace.
Little, yeah.
Yeah. Another Brady Hoke, but this one's a male. A young Artie Lang to play Brady Hoke. I could see that a little bit. Kyle listening from the nation's capital. Thanks for listening, Kyle. Sam Elliott for Jim Leland. That's been done before. And Robert Downey Jr. as Mike Valenti. Some physical similarities, both arrogant men.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.